A local homeless assistance program received a $24,000 partnership grant on Wednesday. Family Promise of Ouachita was given the funding by six local banks along with the Federal Home Loan Bank of Dallas. The program partners with faith-based groups and area churches to provide transitional housing, meals, and support services to those in need of permanent housing and employment. As we find out, the program is not only aiding those who may have recently found themselves in need of a home and job, but for those whose struggle was born several years ago. A sluggish economy has offered few jobs for those who have experienced unemployment in the past couple years. Even fewer for those who have been in the process of putting their lives back together since the storms of 2005 drove them from not only their jobs, but their homes. Marlena, a single mother of a one-year-old daughter, is among those who have been taking steps to reestablish their life.
I was here, and then I graduated from high school. I moved to New Orleans, and then 2005, Katrina hit. So they put me in Dallas for about 3 years, and with the abusive relationship I was in, I decided to leave. I left Dallas December the 19th. And I moved back here.
It's here in Monroe where relatives put Marlena in touch with the Family Promise program. Family Promise board member Rosalind Pogue says the program includes volunteer churches and an administrative center for employment assistance.
What they do is that when there are families that, just like you and me, that have hit hard times, they can actually go to this program to try to get themselves on their feet. And what our churches do is that we actually have a place for them to stay and eat during a week, and then they actually go to a day center that is part of Family Promise.
The effects of a down economy were heard in Marlena's initial call to the center's case manager, Chris Hall.
When I called Family Promise, Chris was saying that they had 14 families, so they was full. So I was on the waiting list.
Hall says a thorough screening and application process is in place for each guest family as the number of inquiries about assistance increases.
When they come in, they're going to go through a screening process. And then also, if everything checks out with that, we'll go ahead and go into the paperwork and admit them into the program.
Family Promise Director Sandra Jones says the growing number of calls to the program is not surprising, as state and local numbers of those who are homeless is significant.
In Louisiana itself, homelessness is at 68%. We have 68% of a homeless rate in Louisiana.
Jones believes the homeless rate in Ouachita Parish to be at approximately 30%. She says the program strives to keep family members aggressive in locating work and permanent housing.
They have to be able to work with us as far as the things that we ask them to do. They have to be looking for a job. They have to be looking for permanent housing because that's what we're about. We're about transitioning them into permanent housing.
Some guests in the program are able to create leads for employment, while Hall says others, like a recently enrolled family, are just at the right place at the right time.
He called about the job and he got an interview like the very same day, if not the next day. He pretty much started the job the very next week. His wife found employment probably within a week of them being in the program. They were able to find a house and the kids got into a really nice school and they were a very quick transition.
Fortunately, within a week of Marlena's call, a family had found employment and moved out of the program. She says Family Promise has offered her an invaluable service.
One of the most things I appreciate about the program is that the different types of opportunities they give families like me to either get start back working or either going to school and with housing.
Joan shares Marlena's appreciation of what is offered, not only as the program's director, but also as a former guest of Family Promise.
When I was in my early 20s, I went through a really bad divorce and was actually homeless for quite some time.
An opportunity to meet with the board's president sometime later began a friendship that would eventually lead to her becoming director. Marlena plans to attend Delta Community College.
I'm going to finish up my nursing because all I need is 67 more credits. I have my associate's in science and my RN license.
Hoping for similar success both in work and finding a home after participating in Family Promise. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.